And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, President Trump's tariff strategy seems to be producing real results, starting with Switzerland's agreement to slash its import duties to 15% while pledging $200 billion in U.S. investments by 2028. At least $67 billion arrives next year, with massive commitments from pharmaceutical giants, which helps to reduce our deficit in key sectors. South Australia's parliament rejected a bill last week that would have banned abortion after 22 weeks and 6 days, which is the point at which babies routinely survive outside of the womb. Hundreds of pro-lifers gathered outside Parliament House to support the measure, while abortion activists, well, they could only muster a dozen or so the week before. Google filed suit last week exposing a China-based phishing-as-a-service operation called Lighthouse that's targeted over 1 million Americans with fake texts which claim to be from USPS or EasyPass. I've gotten those. The scheme allows cyber criminals to send mass texts simultaneously, which swindles victims out of millions, while compromising an estimated 12.7 to 115 million credit cards nationwide. The scammers even created fake New York City government websites and used Google's logos to steal personal and financial information. If people put this much effort into legitimately doing something good, there could be massive societal advancements. I don't know. Harvard just released a report admitting what everyone already knew, and that's that their grading system has become a joke. Over 60% of grades are now A's, up from roughly a quarter 2 decades ago, with the median GPA climbing from 3.64 to 3.83. You know, when everyone gets an A, no one actually gets an A. Disney CEO Bob Iger revealed the company's in talks with AI firms about letting Disney Plus subscribers generate their own content on the platform using artificial intelligence. Social media erupted at this news, with most agreeing it's a terrible idea and a disgrace to Walt Disney and real animators. One commenter summed it up perfectly, saying, quote, "Imagine going on a years-long losing streak at the box office and thinking the answer was cheaply produced AI slump." You can't really add to that. Texas A&M Regents voted unanimously last week to require college presidents to approve any course pushing race and gender ideology or topics related to sexual orientation and gender identity. The policy comes after an English professor was filmed advocating leftist views in a children's literature course, asking a student who pushed back to leave the lecture. When the videos went public, then-President Mark Welsh told the student there wasn't a problem with LGBT literature as long as students knew it was coming. Welsh resigned 2 weeks later. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.